Welcome to The Makeup Historian, where we showcase honest discussions about the beauty and blemishes of various societies throughout the world and throughout time. I'm your host, Sarah Long, a former professional makeup artist turned history professor.
When researching for a topic, I normally go to Google first, and then from there, you know, I go to the specific pages that have a topic. That is the mostly a place that I would go to Google for everything.
I like use search engines at first, Google, Bing. Wikipedia is a big one, and Reddit, I would say. I get a lot of information from Reddit and various online forums.
Well, I'll specifically answer this just for the one thing that I primarily go to research would be medical journals, and not just here in the States, but across the world. And I research a lot of papers, I take different viewpoints, and I kind of land in like the middle ground. But I research a lot of medical journals.
When I do any kind of research, obviously I don't Google anything. I've put the extension DuckDuckGo on all my search engines. So I do searching without people tracking me. I try to find neutral or fact-based sites. I know that's almost impossible these days. I also reach out to people that I know specifically for information, or I try to get referrals to people who might know what I'm searching for or what I'm looking to research or understand better. I also, when I know that I'm on a site that's either left-leaning or right-leaning, I try to sift through the information and make sure I'm doing it like with a grain of salt, that I'm making sure I'm not buying everything outright, that I take notes, I find the information, and I try to clarify with a second source exactly what's being said or what's being proposed.
Do you have a research paper, anything that has to do with research? We always begin with a question, a few keywords. And then we represent to Google or a book or anything along the lines of what you're trying to research. Now, how we gather information is going to be a little differently. I know for me, I go off these keywords, but it all is going to come from some source online. The web is just a place where we see multiple resources coming from.
When I'm researching a topic, I usually look for information on the internet, sometimes books, but usually it's a lot easier to access stuff on the internet. And I try to find the most unbiased resources that I can, make sure I read through everything, and make sure like none of the titles, none of anything seems biased in it. And in school, I've learned like questions that you should ask yourself to know if something is biased or not, and that's really helped me out.
When researching information, I usually just go to Google. I'll just type something up real quick and find it there. I know I should use other sites, but it's just so convenient. It's just already there on my phone, and usually it has the answers to everything, so I'll just go there.
When choosing a topic, in the old days, I went to the library for information. Nowadays, I just sit in my home with a Wi-Fi and a computer.
If I'm researching anything, I just go to Google. Like, I feel like that's the majority of people's first thought. And then if I need something like a little bit more scholarly, go to a library and find scholarly articles. When I was at UNLV, we had our UNLV library, and they just had a bunch of research articles. Like, they had a whole library of it, so cool, pretty convenient. So that's the go-to.
When researching a topic, I mean, I use Google most of the time. One of the best.
When searching for a topic, where do you go for information? The first place I go is to the textbook. Textbooks are for a reason, and it's a great place where I can find any answer for a specific question related to my class or topic related to my class. And also I go to my notes or lectures from my professors. And something really great as a Cypress College students is the Learning Center. This is a place where we can find all kind of help. They have an amazing tutors. They have audio recordings. They have books. They have computers. They have people around that can help you with any specific questions that you have or related to any topic. So this is a place where as a student, we can take advantage of this great place. And if it is a topic that is not related to my class that I just want to learn or know about it, I just go online. This is a place where many people nowadays with the technology can find any answer for a specific topic, like makeup. If I want to know how to do a makeup or how to cook something, this is a really place we can go and find answers to or specific questions to a topic.
When I have a project, essay, or any topic that I need to have credible information on, I usually go to the Cypress Library page and databases and get the article that I want. And I feel that it's very helpful because it's like a trustable page where you can find lots of educational resources from anything. And it's better because it lets specify the year, the type of resource, page, credibility, and more, so you can get like almost the perfect information that you want to search about.
So for me, of course, I always tend to go to the internet when I'm researching a topic that just is right now where I'm able to go resourcefully. When I was in high school, I was one of those people that would go to the library to get information. My brother and I did actually have a set of encyclopedias, and that was one of my absolute favorite things, was just going and looking up information. Of course, it's kind of hard to do that in this day and age because I feel like there's so much information out there and people just aren't able to write it all down and in books and get them out and published and things like that. But of course, the internet is just the faster way. It's I can be more productive using the internet and searching things. I can have multiple tabs open, able to do, you know, multiple research at one time. So internet definitely has me in a chokehold.
When researching a topic, where do you go for information? I go where everybody else go, on Google. But I don't look at the first 3 to 5 answers or whatever the, you know, search return, because most people are too lazy and, you know, they assume that those are the top answers, which I'm sure they could be, but, you know, I read more, you know, if I know there's a book or something that I know of, I would go to that. But obviously I'm researching something because I don't have an idea. So, and we're in this generation where the internet is, you know, utilized 99% of the time, I would say the internet and Google.
So when I research a topic, the places that I go first are really dependent on how much I know about the topic at hand. For example, if I'm writing something that I have no idea what it's about, I have no context and there's nothing about it that I could connect to. And the first place I go, hear me out, is Wikipedia. Although it's not a good source for things, it is by and large a reliable source of information to help you get the overall context behind a particular concept or topic or issue. From there, if I already know things about a topic, or after I use Wikipedia to get a general concept for what the topic is about, I can look up portions or subtopics of the issue involved. For example, if I was talking about the civil rights movement of the 1960s, if I didn't know anything about that, I could read the Wikipedia page where it talks about all the major events, and then I could research subtopics like the Voting Rights Act of 1865. And so I would find, hopefully, edu or .gov websites, or websites by institutions I trust if I can't find edu or .gov, about said subtopic that I'm trying to learn about. These are the ones that I could use for sources if I was writing a paper, for example. However, if this is something that I know a lot about, for example, something in my like particular subfields of medicine, I could go through PubMed or Google Scholar, or try to access through Cerritos College to scientific articles, peer-reviewed articles, not necessarily scientific, but peer-reviewed articles that I could get maximum credibility, but also that is really hard to decipher if you don't already have a really strong background in that information. So yeah, I think in that order, and from most context that I have to least context, from least context that I have to most context that I have, Wikipedia and .gov and .edu sites if I could find them, and then peer-reviewed articles.
When researching a topic, I honestly go to online resources. It's always a lot of web pages, so I use a lot of Wikipedia and Google. I also have like the Encyclopedia Britannica to assist. It's mostly all online. However, there are times where I do go to the library just in case, depending on what I need to research on to get more information as far as resources and like works cited information. But mostly it is done online. What else? I hardly use newspapers, but I do find articles online that have access to like professional journals or newspapers and newsletters.
When researching a topic, my typical go-to is Google Scholar, and I like Google Scholar a lot because similar to Google, which I know is not entirely a reliable source, especially when it comes to looking for academic journals and articles, Google Scholar I trust a lot more since the sources there tend to be more trusted and come from more credible sites that I feel like I could trust. And definitely, like, I'll do my research, you know, when the website lists like where the source is from. Oftentimes I will search up that program or that organization myself and look into the credibility and the reliability of that source just to make sure that it's legit and that it can be trusted. Also, another reliable information source for me is JSTOR. And I realize that it's not free, so it's not accessible to everyone. However, my high school did have an account through JSTOR, and so I found it incredibly helpful that I can get all this information for free. Personally, I think that JSTOR should be free, but I do understand that they have to make their money from somewhere. So I do get that. But yeah, JSTOR is just this whole library of all these wonderful sources, academic journals, academic articles. You know, it's a great source. And I found so many like accurate sources too. Like I was doing this project on education reforms in Switzerland versus China, and the sources there were incredibly accurate. They had tons of, you know, actual studies in there with data and other scientific figures, and you could find exactly what you were looking for. And it was completely relevant. And so I would definitely recommend JSTOR as well.
When researching for a topic, I generally go to Google, but if it's something you know, something that needs to be a little more credible, then I would go on the Fullerton website and use the library resource to look up scholarly journals.
I only ever do my research for anything online now.
Hello. So actually, when researching a topic, the first place I actually go to is Google, because that is where I can be able to search for the topic and actually be able to get various responses on different websites to go to. So my primary search place to go to in terms of searching for a topic or researching a topic is actually Google. So when I go to Google, when I get it, I now have to redirect whatever information I have to online library tools and actually online ebooks as well. So things like Wikipedia, things like Medscape and actually online libraries can actually be ways that I actually use to research for a topic as well.
When researching a topic, where do you go for information? I go to google.com.
Typically, for researching a topic, I just go to Google. Google's my go-to. I find all kinds of information. I find relevant, not relevant links, but at least I can search through what's important for me.
Usually I go to Google, or I would go pretty much anywhere online to look up information.
When I'm researching a topic, I look online. I ask family and friends what they think. I read reviews, and I don't stop until I get all of the answers that my pretty little head wants answered.
When I research a topic, I go to Google. I look for academic resources, university resources. You know, I consider the source, you know, the timing of it. You know, but was this published? You know, what are the sources? So certainly look for academic resources and scholarly journals. But I also, you know, for information and how to do things, how to get things done, I learn a lot by watching videos. And so YouTube is on the flip side, another valuable resource where I learn really new things every day by watching videos there.
Researching a topic, I look at a multitude of sources, look general Google search, but then I'll look for scholarly articles, peer-reviewed, look at websites, newspapers, websites, organizations, et cetera, and make sure that they are non-biased.
So I usually start with Google if I'm researching. And then within Google, I try and click on links that are that look legit. So anything that's, you know, a .edu domain, I think, is my first go-to. But really, I just, you know, try and find reputable sources.
So when researching a topic, I usually go to the textbook or the manual in which the assignment is going to be covered under. If there's a question that needs more of a broader perspective, then I'll go on Google and see if, you know, there's certain things that line up with the textbook and the topic.
So when doing research topics, honestly, I call myself using doing my research on finding scholarly articles through our Canvas library page. It honestly was very helpful, or is very helpful, because most of them are, you know, you can look to see if they're scholarly, and it'll provide all the scholarly articles, so you know that they're legit, you know, it's like legit research. Also, I like to use Wikipedia along with New York Times, LA Times. It is important to not use your sources that cause bias. A lot of people do provide their own research, but it may be biased. So normally I do stick with using the research scholarly articles on our Canvas page through the library Canvas page. But again, Wikipedia, LA Times, and the New York Times.
When I am researching a topic, I'm not much of a reader, so I like to go to YouTube and have someone else explain things to me. That's how I feel like I learn best, because when I'm reading, I literally feel like it's just flying over my head and I don't even know what the heck I'm reading. So YouTube for the win for me.
I think the biggest thing you gotta remember when researching a topic is that you need, if at all possible, to seek out primary information, whether it be finding the person themselves, written statements, hardcore government documents, you name it. You need to find primary sources, okay? You don't want somebody speaking about something, or you don't want somebody's opinion on something. You need to find the source directly, okay? I think this is the trap that people fall into with, like, journalism specifically, is that people will ask, like, an expert on the Constitution, oh, what do you think about this, you know? And they'll quote them. But really, if you really wanted, like, a true understanding of, like, a specific question in the Constitution, then read the Constitution. You do not need to ask an expert about the Constitution when the Constitution is available to you, okay? You can unpack and process that document if you're truly skilled at what you're doing, and the same goes for anything else. You know, you do not need to ask a president's opinion on a piece of legislation or a senator's opinion on a piece of legislation. Go to the legislation itself. You may have to read through a few hundred pages of documents, but if you really want, like the true information, you need to go to the primary source and ask the right questions, or else you're going to fall into this trap of, like, kind of like a distilled, filtered, more biased information. And so, like, I think the key thing is primary sources. That's where I always go to. You need to find, like, if it's a person, you need to find the person and ask them directly. If it's a piece of legislation, you need to refer to the legislation directly. Do not ask, you know, secondary or even tertiary sources about any given question, or you're going to get distilled information.
When I research a topic, I do a Google search, probably after I go on my school's database. I use EBSCO for literally everything. I was taught how to use EBSCO at my community college. If it weren't for that, I probably would not have known how to use a search engine, like a database search engine. It's literally saved my entire career as a student. But yeah, I use like a scholarly database, and I just filter by peer reviewed articles, and then I just go to town on my research. Google is like, it's like, if you want to just get general information, Google's great, because it's just like, oh, I found a wiki link, you know, to like the Spanish Secession, but it's like, I really won't have the best research that's available to me unless I go to like a peer reviewed journal. And that's where I have found like the most information, because it's like actually peer reviewed. And EBSCO is king. I literally don't know another search engine other than EBSCO and Google.